Guys, Roland here. It's Thursday, June 24th, and it's a full moon. I'm sure you know what that means. I get to talk with my very good friend Wendy Wrights about this full moon and its effects on both you and me, right after this. Welcome to Conversations with Roland, where the goal of this show is to learn life secrets through diverse experiences. I am your host, Roland Achenjang. Guys, welcome to another episode of Conversations with Roland. As always, I am super excited to record these conversations, and today is no different. Today with me is an amazing guest who is a regular on Conversations with Roland. You should already be familiar with her. I am talking about none other than my very good friend, Wendy Wrights. Wendy, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, Roland. How are you doing? It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day, and I am doing great. Thanks for asking. It's a full moon. Mm-hmm. I get to talk with you. Life couldn't be better.
Yes, I agree. Definitely.
Just real quick, how are you doing? I know you've been on like an extended vacation. Sounds like, well, it looks like you're certainly back at home. How does that feel?
Oh, it's very nice coming back home. And, you know, we just had the summer solstice a few days ago. And so, yeah, coming home and getting back into my regular routine. And then we just transitioned into the receptive impulse. And it's all good. I can feel it. It kind of has a hug to it compared to the first half of the year where we're out and going. So how are things with you? Did you feel the receptive impulse with the summer solstice?
For sure. And it's interesting. I think this happened on Monday, like the 21st around. But mm-hmm. I vividly remember my daughter being very excitable that evening. Like, she went to bed later than usual. And the only other time I remember this happening was during a full moon in April. Like the first full moon mm-hmm. after she was born. She couldn't, I don't know, for some reason she couldn't sleep. And during this summer solstice, she felt the same way. She was really excitable, and it was tough to put her to bed. It was a little frustrating too. I was like, you need to go to bed. Like, what are you doing up at this time? We've been spoiled with her ability to go to bed right around 9 and then sleep until, you know, 5-6 in the morning, but not this not this night.
So the summer solstice always has that. We're fully realized in the summer solstice, so it's the height of that expression, like a new expression. And so after that day, everything just kind of goes whoosh, you know, and it comes back. It starts to come back together because we just hit the day with the most illumination. And we're going to go back the second half of the year with that illumination decreasing slightly every day till we get back to the winter solstice.
No kidding. This should be interesting. Mm-hmm. And you know, what you're referring to is the larger overarching moon cycle that is made up of these multiple moon cycles that we talk about, you know, twice a month, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, definitely. It's like a nested box. So you have the solstices and equinoxes as the year, which is very much time oriented. And then you have each moon cycle that's like a little microcosm in the year. And those are more about space compared to time.
Yeah. Now, as far as reception of, you know, this receptive period, can you speak more to it so that people, including me, might have a better idea of what we should be receiving throughout the rest of the year?
Okay, so in a moon cycle, we usually have new moon to full moon. which is very creative. And then we have full moon to new moon, which is the receptive cycle, or receptive impulse, really. And so on a larger dimension, we have that with the year, with the winter solstice to summer solstice, creative impulse. And then we have summer solstice to winter solstice, receptive. So during the first half of the year, we're very outward activity oriented, and we're creating. We have a creative impulse that's very much influencing what we're doing. So when we hit the summer solstice, that point is the ultimate climax of that. And when we go back around to the winter solstice, we assimilate everything that we've done. So we've created, and what we're doing is bringing it back into productive form. And so our consciousness is processing and assimilating it, and then working it in, integrating it into our belief system and our the mental construct that we have, our mind.
Okay. So here's a random question. When I think of creative, I think of doing something and then putting it outside of me somehow. Like, we're creating this podcast, we're creating these conversations, and it's going out. Now, in the receptive part of this, you know, overarching moon cycle, what does this look like if we were going to use the podcast, for example? Well, let me put it this way. So over the last like 6 months, you know, I've been working on this C2 Keep application that I'm building. And part of the initial phase is just being a lot of creative insight into how the application should look, how we would go to market, kind of raising capital, all of that stuff that you need to start a business. Now, right now we are in the beginning of what I would say for C2Keep is part of the receptive phase, where we're receiving in a bunch of capital to help bring the business to the market, essentially, and then eventually receive capital from, or I should say revenue in this case, from customers, as people who are now using it, right? And what's gonna change too for me going forward with C2Keep in particular is that now I'm receiving a lot of insight from the people who will actually be using the application. So right now I just designed it from what I thought the customers would need, but now we've switched to where we're bringing in customers and people who are testing the prototype, who are going to be using it and telling us, hey, this works, this doesn't work. So those are two areas I see as examples of moving into the receptive phase, like getting capital to do it, and then also getting feedback from the users. Is that a decent enough example of what you're talking about?
Oh, totally. I do what's called a business profile for businesses to understand how the moon cycles, those phases, and also the creative and receptive impulses totally relate to what you just talked about. So in your situation, you've gone through the first 6 months, the first six moon cycles, and you've created this product. And what's going to happen in the second half of the year is right now that product has been fully realized. And so it's ready to be implemented into the larger consciousness. And so there's certain things that happen when you do implementation in a product development. And so you're going to implement it, you're bringing it into the larger consciousness, and then you're going to start demonstrating it. So you're going to start marketing it, and more sales is going to be involved. And then when you get to the third quarter, you get to that last part of the year, that's when it goes through a process of reorientation and kind of integration into the larger consciousness. So the second half of the year with this product that you're developing, you're bringing it into the larger consciousness. You're assimilating it into that. So we do that on an individual level with our consciousness, but when you build something like you're doing, you have to integrate it into the larger consciousness as a product.
That's certainly what we're doing right now. And it's interesting to see that this moon cycle in particular covers, like you mentioned in the last video, it covers two seasons. It was the end of the spring and the start of the summer, right? And you know, we've had the summer solstice, earlier this week. Today is Thursday. We're, you know, feeling the full moon effect. How does this affect us uniquely because of the fact that it's in between two seasons?
The qualities and characteristics of this moon cycle, which is Mercury's compassion, helps us transition from that creative impulse to the receptive impulse. So Mercury is very much about spirit, the link between spirit and mind. And if you think about what I just said, that's like a connection, that's like a communication, you know, a link between spirit and mind. So that's what Mercury is doing, is we've expanded our compassion to this more overall kind of nature and how we're a species within this larger, beautiful organism, symbiotic system of Gaia. And so what we're doing is we're going to move into the summer, which is more about, you know, we have this larger aspect, and then we're going to move into the rhythms that go along with that. So the next whole summer season is more about play, and it's more about being connected and relationships. And so that's really what Mercury does. It's this bridge, or it's this transition. And so we have the bigger compassion with the world and nature and everything. And then we're going to start moving into that, okay, what are the patterns? What are the rhythms? And it's a little more connectedness. How are we connected? So that's really what this moon cycle does.
It's about play. That word, for some reason, struck me in everything that you said. And I don't know if you mind expanding on that. When you speak of play, and you talk about this too within the smaller moon cycles, it's usually... I think it's right after the full moon, which is where we are, right? Where that from the full moon to the start of the third quarter moon week, it's usually when you're playing with the new awarenesses that you get. And so can you expand more on that with Mercury's compassion and what play might look like?
So play is very much about relationships. And when we're in relationship with something, we understand and we feel that interconnectedness, that common denominator that we both have as a species, but also as a consciousness. And so when we go through the summer season, it's all about play. And then when we go through that on more of the level of the moon cycle, it's play also. And it's what we've done is we've gotten this new self-expression on the full moon. And what happens when we interface with other people, it gives us the opportunity to experiment with it, demonstrate it, and use it. And we're in relation with other people. So when I'm really in relation with you, Roland, you have a new self-expression on the full moon and also on the summer solstice. They're two kind of dimensional things. But so what we're doing right now, we've just established a connection, and so you are demonstrating your new self-expression, and I'm doing the same thing. It's coming through in this podcast in our relationship as we're doing it.
No, that's great. And with this Mercury's, you know, compassion moon cycle, one of the big things or that we are becoming aware of is our connection with mind and spirit. So through play with you, if we're paying attention, maybe somehow our interaction is helping me see more of you as this spirit that's interacting with me, and likewise, and that this, maybe the spirit is not, you know, separated in a sense. It's unique expressions of it from the same thing that have become aware of themselves in a new expanded way, and they're displaying it. And I say that to say this. Yeah. So just a couple of days ago, I decided that I was going to go through a certifying course to become a better meditator guide, or to a better meditator instructor, or to guide more people in meditation. And you know that before each one of my podcast recordings, I always try to create this safe, sacred space between me and whoever my guest is before we record. And today was a great day because before we recorded, you actually reminded me to do it. So thank you for that. But I don't know if you picked up on how different this meditation was versus the other ones. Like there was a little bit, this one was, it was longer, a little longer, and it had a little bit more of a, I should say a structure. But basically this, that was me expressing a new awareness of myself that I started to get into on Sunday. This is when I took the class. It was just, it's an 8-hour class, but lots of insight. And so, I mean, it fits, right? New moon, new way to play, all about relationships with each other where you're given the opportunity to express this new aspect of yourself. And the way you said that was perfect because just earlier, before we started recording this, I demonstrated it.
Yes. And I totally noticed that. And it was slower. You were much slower and much more focused awareness on what you were saying than before. Mm-hmm. So, and you also shared with me that you had a new experience with it too, when we joined in the meditation.
Yes. I was able to witness, I can't describe it very well, but I could witness like structure, something that looked like an enveloping energy right around me, a ball-shaped energy right around me. And it looked like, I don't know if you've seen cells or even blocks that are connected, but those square, big blocks that were kind of staggered, just like for structure. And it was right around me. And I mean, I could certainly feel that this was an effective meditation of gratitude before we recorded this podcast. So that was great.
I actually, what you described, I would say is the vibrational expression of Mercury. Because Mercury has both expression and structure to it.
Ah. So, hey, our higher self are talking to us in unique ways, huh?
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, so this is great. So over this, you know, next week, right, starting with a full moon, we can certainly expect to play, right, with our relationships and use those as opportunities to express ourselves in our newfound ways. Now, please discuss what happens from the third quarter, from the start of the third quarter to the end of this moon cycle, Mercury's compassion.
All right. So third quarter to the end of this moon cycle is going to be kind of intense because Mercury is all about mind and it's all about thoughts and how your thoughts are not always your own thoughts. Your thoughts can be guidance, it can be inspiration, intuition, it could be all kinds of things. And so when we get to that part of the moon cycle, that part of the moon cycle is all about mind and it's all about restructuring. Since we've had this new self-expression on the full moon, we're going to integrate that into the structure of our mind. And what happens is things shift around because we release parts of our mental structure that is no longer applicable or no longer resonates with our new self-expression. And so we release things out of our mental construct, which opens it up and it becomes more flexible. And then it comes back together in a new configuration. And when Mercury is like the host of a moon cycle, like this one, Mercury's compassion, that we're going to feel a lot. And we might feel a little unsettled. We might feel like we don't fit in our skin. We might have a more intense thoughts going on in this whole moon cycle. We're thinking, we're more aware of what we're thinking in certain ways. And so when we come back, when we get to the end of the moon cycle and we've reconfigured our mental construct, we will have a closer link in a spiritual aspect. That's what's going to end up happening. Because the self-expression has opened up us experiencing ourselves in a more spiritual way, And when we get to the end, it's going to be integrated into our construct.
I see. Now, Wendy, you know, with this moon cycle, Mercury's compassion, we've mentioned that it's really about realizing more of the connection between mind and spirit. And so with this third, from the third quarter moon to the end of the moon cycle, right, you mentioned that that's going to be intense for us. And the question that popped in my mind was, what kind of intensity? Would it be intensity essentially struggling with self-doubt about this new realization that we've had? Or will it be intensity totally buying into these new realizations that we've had and owning it and saying, this is the new me, I need to be like this, or which one, or both, essentially?
Well, I think you just described the ultimate duality of humanness.
I love it.
Yeah, because and that's what you'll feel, is wanting to be your old self, but knowing that the new self has opened you up in a way where you can't go back. And so it's very much, you can go through this third quarter moon week in a much easier way if you just accept those new feelings, if you just accept that you're going to grow in that way, and it's going to feel more dimensional, and you allow it to happen. And so it's really cool because Mercury does the creative and receptive impulse both. And so that's why, you know, it does the transition through the summer solstice, is because it's like holding your hand through that, basically. And ultimately on that last third quarter moon week is when that kind of all comes together, the transition of moving into the receptive, and then also, you know, that more spiritual openness we have within ourselves.
That's neat. I'm looking forward to this. And as always, I tell folks, if you're feeling really out of sorts during, you know, that last week of this moon cycle, reach out to Wendy or myself for meditation. I've gotten better at guiding folks through meditation, so you could definitely come and experience that. It would be a way for us to continue to play with this new self-expressions that we've realized during this moon week.
You know what, Roland, one really great thing is Mercury moon cycles are very attuned to meditation. That's the best time to really use it and to, you know, bring everything in and you know, be comfortable with your thoughts, is basically with meditation, you know.
I love it. I can't add anything to that except I love it. in our last video, when we discussed the new moon of this moon cycle, we mentioned the chakra, and I believe this is the root chakra that's affected with this. Anything you think is worth adding with the full moon and the third quarter moon week when it comes to the root chakra?
So the last moon cycles of, you know, previous moon cycles, we've been talking a lot about sacred geometry in these podcasts. And we've gotten to the point with this chakra is very much about experience. And we're creating an experience with sacred geometry shapes that are around us. But now we've actually got to the center of the experience, where the root chakra has to do with the actual experience. And so when the soul engages in human consciousness, it's all about creating this experience. And so the sacred geometry that's part of understanding this is that the soul engages in this reality as this experience, but it also does other realities. So this is just one reality of many that are actually happening.
Oh, you're gonna freak some people out, Wendy. You think I'm in multiple places at once? I love it. No, that actually would be a great conversation for another day about how you know, when souls choose to have a human experience, it's not the entire soul that is actually here experiencing this. I've read a lot about this, and given my unique experiences that I've had, I've had glimpses of this as well. I mean, a good book is Journey of Souls by Michael Newton that discusses this very well and at length, that your entire soul is not animating your physical body right now. And that's, it's a beautiful realization and remembrance too. And
I absolutely love that book. I love that book too. I highly recommend it for people.
So is there any particular, I know usually you mention a specific geometric shape, either the octahedron, the isosodecahedron. That's a tongue twister. any one of these associated with this particular
we're actually getting into the actual experience. So this experience doesn't have so much of a geometric, you know, sacred geometry shape creating it. It's more of a vibration to it. So we've gotten to the point where, okay, now we're into the experience, you know? So you're understanding how to be, what it's like to be within all those geometric shapes. And that's the point. All the seven traditional chakras are the experience that the other shapes are creating.
Whoa. So let's see. This is the, I'm trying to wrap my head around this, and please correct me here, or educate me for sure, or help me remember more of this. This is the summer season we're entering. And is it only during the summer season then that the experience is not really associated with a geometric shape? It is basically the experience is the vibrational outcome of what the geometric shapes have created?
Okay, so we started at the beginning of the year, and the first moon cycle has to do with, you know, those, one of the geometric shapes around us. And as we go through the entire year, we go from the outside inward, and then we go back out again.
Okay.
So our consciousness, that's what our consciousness is doing. We go into the experience through the seven traditional chakras, then we go back out. And so it's a constant, that's what our consciousness is doing, is understanding the bigger aspect of it. See, if we hold ourselves to just the traditional seven chakras, we're only in the experience. We don't understand how it really works from a bigger perspective.
Okay. My mind is going all over the place now. And if I'm not mistaken, I think with your system, there are 12 or 13 chakras. Other than the seven, I think there are three that are below and three above that are, you call them existential chakras. And so I almost want to intuitively say, beginning with the fall, that's when you start. No, maybe not the fall, because I'm trying to count and to see when you would go through all the seven chakras, and then when you now get into the existential chakras above the crown chakras, and then start back from, I don't know. That's another video for, that's another conversation.
You almost have to have diagrams, because it's very hard to hold in your mind. And language is very limiting when you start talking in that holographic context.
Okay. But the takeaway here is we're now within the creations of the geometric shapes, like whatever the geometric shapes have created, that's what we're now experiencing, and you call it a vibration.
Yes.
That's what. Okay. Yes. I can vibe with that. And I may put up the video, or I may put up the image of the your that you have describing how each one of the chakras is associated with those geometric shapes. And you're right, the seven, the way you draw them, the seven chakras that we are very familiar with are within those geometric shapes. And so that I kind of get, but still great. Wendy, we are right at the end here. And I'm excited for this, right? We're starting a new season. We've moved into the summer season, and we are closing out the Mercury Compassion full moon. What do we have to look forward to after this?
Okay, so our next moon cycle, which is the first one in the summer season, is Moon's Trust. And it is, the moon is all about reflection and awareness. And so that moon cycle tends to be a little more emotionally based. And it has rhythms and patterns to it. And so the qualities and characteristics between Mercury's Compassion and Moon's Trust is kind of different. And so we might feel that too when we move into that next moon cycle.
I'm certainly looking forward to it. And I hope that you who are listening are also looking forward to it. And we can't wait to bring that information to you at the start of the next moon cycle. And so until then, please, please, please connect with Wendy Wrights. She's at meweandus.org. She's fantastic. You can get a lot more than information about the moon on her website, by the way. And then also feel free to connect with me, roland@chenjiang.com. Anytime, ask us questions. We'll be happy to help. Wendy, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. I hope you...
Same with you, Roland. It's always fun. We never know where our discussions are going to lead us, do we?
No, but it's always fun, like you said. So, yeah. Guys, thanks for listening. And I invite you, as always, to create an amazing day.